Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Dead Men Talking. Joining us as a co-host today, instead of Rob Mulholland, is the one and only Callum Oakley.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for agreeing to be on after I asked several of the people.
Oh, no worries, man.
Yeah.
Nice one, Fred.
No, thanks for coming on, mate. Thank you. I enjoy your company.
Thank you.
And your fresh face. And,
thanks, mate.
You know, you've got loads of enthusiasm, and I like that about you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also, you were psyched to come on when you heard who today's guest was.
I was super excited.
Today's guest, we have none other than the legendary David Firth.
Woo!
Hi, mate.
Hey, up.
How are you?
Pretty good. How
You've
are you?
Come over from Leeds.
Yeah.
Yorkshire.
Absolutely. Not too far.
For people who don't, so there'll be people who are properly well familiar and well acquainted with your work, as I am, but there will be other people who'll be like, I don't, who? So what sort of stuff is it you do?
Just the dirtiest, darkest, aggressive porn.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even want to know.
Oh,
like, we do. Have you seen the wall?
You can't even host it on regular space. You need to host it out in the, like, you know, Maldives or something on some weird servers that aren't protected by, like,
on like a boat that charters international waters.
Occasionally, clips will, like, they'll wash up on 4chan or whatever, but they get taken down even from there. You don't want to know about the stuff I make.
You do, you've done loads of animation. That's your main thing, isn't it? So you did Salad Fingers.
Aye.
Which I think is the biggest one. Do you think that's the biggest one that everybody will know?
I think, it's one of the most famous things on the internet.
Salad Fingers was huge, wasn't it? That was like, so I remember, how old are you, David, if you don't mind me asking?
40.
So I'm 34. So I remember watching your videos when I was at school and being like, this is amazing. And I would find them on like Ebaum's World and shit. Do you know, like before YouTube?
Yeah.
Like you won't know this, will you?
No.
Because you're 28.
Yeah.
Before YouTube, there were like Ebaum's World and stuff like that. And it was like different websites what had videos.
Yeah. And when it turned up on there, you were just like, I wonder why they're uploading it here. It's already on Newgrounds. You didn't realize they were like making any money off it, because you were like, how are you making money off it? It costs more to host it than you get from your Google ads.
Yeah,
how are you making
money
off this?
This is like way back before YouTube was just the place where all the videos were. And like the different places were in different, you know, videos and stuff.
Yeah, the first time I seen Salad Fingers was a tattoo.
Nice.
Someone had it as a tattoo on them. And I just didn't, I just went, oh, what's that? And they told us.
Who does the voice for that? Do you do the voice?
Yeah.
Can you do it now?
No.
Oh.
I'll do it later when my voice is a bit more like warmed up. Otherwise it'll be a poor impression.
Do you have to take like special like little like water or
I need to warm up first.
You need to lubricate.
I used to be able to do it straight off, but now I need to like get up there. I gotta otherwise it'll just come out like
You're like the Liam Gallagher of the animation world.
Is it true that it's like a crossover from something to do with like your nan and Michael Jackson?
Wait, what?
No, the voice.
You've done your research.
Yeah,
where the fuck has that come from?
Oh, like doing solid finger voice.
Did you go on one of my live shows or something? Because that's usually what I tell them there.
Oh, no, I just seen it on. I don't know. I think someone might have told me actually.
Yeah, you know what? I forget what I've said these days. But yeah, it is kind of like that. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, my grandma's voice, like she had a very sort of posh kind of well-spoken, but she was also quite silly as well. And she would say very silly things. But I wanted to capture that sort of creepiness of Michael Jackson, you know. So.
It's the creepiest voice I've ever heard in my fucking life. The whole thing was terrifying, though, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
The whole thing. But it wasn't like it was, there was nothing explicitly scary about it. It was just creepy as fuck.
Yeah, that's it. You got to work inside those YouTube guidelines. Like, they can't demonetize it if it's just implied. you got to start, even ones where it is slightly explicit, you know, you can't, that's how it gets through. That's how it.
You're just a little nudge, nudge, and a wink, wink type thing.
Yeah, it's like, we don't know what he's thinking about when that girl turns up, you know? We don't know what he's complimenting her. We're not, we don't know what he's thinking.
Do you know what is, I love, when we bring guests on here, like we've had OnlyFans people on.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we learned this from Rebecca Goodwin, mm-hmm. is that on OnlyFans, you're not allowed to just ram anything up you, right? It all has to be made of silicone.
Ah.
So, because otherwise it's a race to the bottom, isn't it?
Like, yeah, that's
like
true,
the
yeah.
minute that they go, oh, just stick anything up your puss, there's going to be people yeah. who are like, nettles, you know, cactuses, and it's just going to be, there's going to be injured vadges everywhere. Mm. So they say, look, it's only silicone. Everything has to be made out of silicone. So she brought in loads of silicone-related stuff, and that's how OnlyFans people get around it.
Ah,
and YouTube people have their own thing. They just hint. Yeah. they just heavily imply darkness when really nothing's actually said.
And suggest going onto our Discord where you can maybe see some horrible, horrible videos that we're not allowed to show on YouTube.
Oh, we're going to watch some of those horrible videos later. Are you a fan of like Rotten.com?
Yeah.
Steak and cheese stuff.
Steak and cheese? I never heard of that one. Rotten, yeah. There was no videos on Rotten though. I remember they stopped uploading to there about, what, like 2005?
Really? In my head, it was just like yesterday.
Seriously, I know my fucked up shit.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You've made your own way in history in the fucked up part of the internet.
I'm not into like gore and stuff though. I'm very curious. And if you go on, I'm not going to mention names of websites, but
okay.
Sometimes you go on a website and it's like about 20% of the things on this site I dare click on.
Yeah.
And then the rest I'm just like, no, it's got that kind of like South America vibe to it.
Yeah.
It's always the Brazilian looking ones. You know this is going to get fucked up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we've had so many, you go, this is a shit country. This is going to be a bad one. Definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes you look at it and you go, there's an alarm going off. At a central headquarters somewhere because I've clicked on this fucking link. Do you know what I mean? Like, dodgy as shit. So you did Salad Fingers. You did Jerry Jackson.
Yeah.
I love Jerry Jackson. Do you know Jerry Jackson?
No.
It was like, am I right in thinking it was like a sort of a parody of like shit animation?
Yeah, but there's no examples of that exist.
Yeah.
So it's more of a hypothetical terrible animator. It's not like I ever watched someone and went, right, I'm parodying you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was kind of based on this like kid that I used to, I used to post stuff online before YouTube, before Newgrounds, and I would post them on forums. I'd go on forums and I went on the Audio Galaxy forum, which was kind of like Napster.
Okay.
They took all the music off it, but the forum stayed active. And there was like there was a board for like Nirvana, one for Radiohead, one for Blink 182. But it was like most of the ones faded out and then everyone just sort of went to those boards.
Yeah.
So it was just full of people who hated those bands, but we're talking about it anyway. But if you were on there, then you were assumed you were a fan. And there was this kid that used to turn up, right? And I used to post on like the Nirvana board or whatever. And they'd be like, Nirvana's the worst shit ever. You're fucking gay. You're fucking shit. And it had always been like capitals.
Yeah.
And then when I started posting my cartoons on there, it'd be like, they're the gayest shit ever. They're fucking shit. But it was always, and it was always spelt wrong. Everything was spelt wrong. Always all in capitals, always had lots of ha, 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 ha. But this kid was like a real big Linkin Park fan. And so But he used to like follow me all over the board. Whenever I'd post something, he'd be like, you think that's funny, you're gay shit, you just like shit. Like, he would always attack me for liking Aphex Twin. He's like, you just like gay techno, you're fucking, you know.
I mean, when this guy finds gay porn, it's going to blow his mind. He's going to be like, wow. Wow! I thought Salad Fingers was gay. This is hardcore. These guys aren't just hinting at bumming each other. They're not just implying anal sex. They are doing it. Okay. So you had that, and that was sort of based on that.
Yeah,
loosely.
It was this kid, and even when I stopped making, like, even when I stopped posting there, he would email me because he found my email on my website, and he would still send me more abuse. And it started in like 2001. So I assumed he would have grown up by like 2006, but he was still sending me stuff. And I actually used his email address when you could put an email address into Facebook, when Facebook came along, so I could find him, found him.
Yeah.
He's like the same age as me, and he was like Korean.
Korean?
Yeah, and I...
And I now they're married.
It was just such a shock when I found, I was just like, I just thought he was some like a little American kid who was about, you know.
You ever met him?
No.
Well, we have a surprise.
Yeah. He's here.
So anyway, yeah. I just like, I found him so amusing. And when I started making like Jerry Jackson stuff, I just pictured it was him. Like,
it's so weird that that's happened, because I've got a similar thing, right? So there's a guy who comments on every single video that I've ever, that's ever been put out of mine from Hot Water, right? And I am talking, that must be at least 300 videos, maybe 500, probably close to 500 videos.
Yeah.
And he's commented on all of them, and he just puts the word shit.
I love that, though. Right?
And the reason that...
Loves Callum's videos, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Strange,
yeah.
That, isn't it?
His username is Oakley C. I've never, never worked it out before. So the reason that he's got this vendetta against me is because he posted a comment on one video, and then I replied to him, and then I found his YouTube channel, and I found a video of him with his daughter and her hamster, and I heavily implied / explicitly said that he was going to shove that hamster up his arse and fuck it. And he was very upset. And ever since then, for years, and I'm talking 4 years minimum, yeah, every video, shit. He's got a Google alert, shit.
That's good commitment. That
I admire that for him.
Well, I engage with him. I've engaged with him one other time to explain to him politely that he is in fact my biggest fan. because technically, nobody's watched more stuff.
Yeah.
Nobody's commented or engaged with more stuff. Even if it's done in a hateful way, that doesn't really matter. What matters is how much you've watched and how much you've engaged.
Yeah. Plus, you're always going to be on his algorithm, though.
Oh, forever.
Yeah. So he's just going to constantly keep seeing your shit face.
I hope he's watching every video as well, just to make sure he thinks it's you. Yeah. And then go, yeah, it's you. I will do it. Yeah.
So if you're listening, Will.
Is that his name,
yeah.
Will?
Yeah. He looks like a proper nonce as well.
What's his last name?
Oh, fuck. I can't remember his last name.
Could you put him on the wall?
You are, sorry?
Could you get him on the wall?
We could get him on the wall. There's only a little picture of him. He looks a little bit odd.
Yeah.
Surprisingly. Surprisingly, for a man that spent 4 years commenting on every video that I've ever done.
And shoves hamsters up his ass.
Yeah, he's a little odd. But I love the idea that I shook him that much by replying to that video. But ever since then, he's gone, nah, I'm never going to let this man sleep. I'm never going to let him rest. Oh, bless him. So
maybe he's just trying to motivate you.
Do you want to get better?
One day maybe you'll reach his sort of like standard. And,
oh, honestly, if he ever commented one day and go, I actually really enjoyed that, I'd lose my fucking mind.
Maybe this is the one. Yeah. Come on, Will, just listen. Yeah. It's all right.
Just a video of me, pets at home, shoving a rodent up my bum.
Will, if you want to get in touch with me, I will personally buy you tickets to every single one of Freddie's shows so you can call him shit in person.
What? Sit him at the front?
Yeah. You have free tickets to all the Dead Men shows.
You really don't need to, like, buy a specific person tickets for that to happen. That tends to just happen.
I think you should do a joke about him and that hamster on Hot Water and get them to post it.
Oh, so proper meta.
Yeah. Just absolutely fuck with him.
But make him look like the hero in the story.
But the punchline, shit.
Oh, mate. I'll tell you what else you did, which is my favourite thing. Burnt face man.
Oh, it's the best face man.
I fucking love that.
How come everyone I meet says it's their favourite thing that I've done, but then I put a video out and it's the least popular video?
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, like on YouTube where it says, of all the videos you've just posted, it'll be like rank them. It'll say 10th out of 10 of all the videos you've recently posted.
Well, do you know what? Actually, it's not even my favourite. I don't know why I said that. My actual favourite is a one-off thing that you did called Time. And it was about, do you want more time? That's my favourite one that I've done. I'd say that you've done. I don't know why I said I've done. I had nothing to do with it. I had nothing to do with it.
Comment now, Will.
You'll go on your video. Shit. Burnt Face Man was fucking great, man. Do you have any plans to do anything further with it, or is it just...
Well, I did episode 10 after a few years. I mean, I think it was about 8 years since the previous one. And then, I don't know. Time doesn't really, like, function the same for me as other people, because other people like change, and you know, they get different jobs and they go to different places. I'm still in the same place doing the same thing,
really.
Pretty much, I'm always making animations. It's so when someone says, oh, it's been 8 years since you made that, I'll be like, it didn't seem like it, does it? It's for them, it's like a whole, like a different transition of life. For me, it's just like, I'm still in my room, still making.
How long does it take you to do it?
2 months, 3 months
per video,
if a 10 minute one,
And that's working. What, like, solidly all day?
No, I'm really...
Fuck that shit.
Like, I get up, you know, just sort of mull about, you know, potter about, have a coffee, think about... I don't know, if I'm like, trying hard at that point to get it finished, then I can do it a bit quicker. But if I'm doing it at a leisurely pace, and it's one that, like, visually... Like, Burnt Face Man isn't as visually demanding as the other ones, then I'm just going to... I'm just going to do a few hours a day on it and then do other things. Sometimes I make other things as well, like music that, you know, don't expect anyone to listen to, but it still takes as much time up.
Yeah.
So if I was solidly dedicating a year to animation, I could put, you know, like 15 maybe short things out, like short things.
Yeah.
But if I just want to do a few 10-minute ones, then it's going to take me, you know, it's going to take me a few months to do each one.
Do you do all the voices as well?
Yeah.
Every single one?
Not everyone. Like, sometimes I get a female voice actor in because I can't, you know, if you want it to be a bit more, a bit less kind of Monty Python-esque.
Yeah.
You can't do it all the female voices like that.
Yeah.
You get someone in. And I don't know. I generally get voices in that I can't do. So it's usually a female voice or maybe just a bit of variation if I've got too many of me in there.
Yeah.
I just want some other sounds, but it's easier to do it myself because what I do is I record it and then when it gets to animating it, I'll just be like, well, it's all wrong now because I can tell it all doesn't line up. It doesn't, like, I know what I want in my head. I'll just turn the mic on and I'll do it better. And you can't really do that with, you know.
Yeah, I get it. I guess when it's all your vision as well, you kind of, you know exactly how it should look better than anyone else does. What made you get into animation?
It was... I don't know. See, you've asked me a question there that I can't answer.
Really? No, I think it's interesting. Like, was there like a moment where you decided, where you were like, I always watch The Simpsons or whatever and I just love that? Or was it just something else?
Yeah, I mean, I did watch The Simpsons and love it. And in fact, I liked the Halloween episodes of The Simpsons more than any others. I was just like, I'd really like this world where the rules don't really apply, the normal rules don't apply. And I was always into cartoons as a kid, like Tom and Jerry and stuff like that. Just anything that moved, really.
Yeah.
Had no interest in stuff that was filmed, really. And I think it was South Park that really did it. It was like, this can look basic and kind of crappy, but still be funny.
Yeah.
And so I just thought, well, if I can even make something that's half as good looking as South Park, then I can make animation.
I'll tell you what, I feel like South Park has held up so much better than The Simpsons has.
Yeah.
Like, I thought, like, don't get me wrong, nothing holds a fucking candle to the first 10 seasons of The Simpsons. It's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
But the minute that Armand Tamzarian pops his fucking head out, like, it all turns to shite. And I was trying to watch some more recent stuff of The Simpsons to try and be like, surely it can't be this bad. And it's unwatchable.
I think with The Simpsons, it's because it was always a family-friendly show. And so they've had to sort of water it down as it's gone on because they're just worried about everything. Yeah. Whereas South Park's the opposite. They want to be more and more offensive. Well, so the quality gets better as they do it.
Do you know what? I agree with what you're saying, but I think what they've watered down isn't actually the language. I think it's the characters themselves.
Yeah.
So, like, I remember, like, in the early seasons of The Simpsons, Homer always used to be a flawed but well-meaning idiot. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, the whole realistic person.
Totally. But the whole thing about it was that it was a fundamentally good person that made a series of dreadful choices all of the time. Whereas now, the Homer's just an absolute brain-dead moron. That's, oh, I'm sorry, Marge. I didn't mean to put your birthday cake in the bin for no fucking reason. It's just full of daft things that you just look at and you go, these characters aren't, I know it sounds so daft for animation, but they're not realistic.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It did start as it was supposed to be a normal family, wasn't it? And then now it's just stupid.
Well, didn't they have like a thing with a poo from The Simpsons? Like, it wasn't like a big thing over there.
Yeah, someone made a film about it, and then the actor that played him no longer plays him now because he's a white guy. So now they got an agent. Well, so then they just retired the character, I think.
The Simpsons were kind of, they were pretty, you know, they held up their beliefs that it doesn't matter, you know, who does the voice or whatever, and political correctness can go fuck itself or whatever.
Yeah.
And that was fine for a while, but then there was just so much pressure on them. They were just like, we'll just change the character because just to shut people up.
I think that's
because at first they were just like, no, we're not changing anything. We run this show. And then it's just like they cave to the pressure, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it gets to the point, doesn't it? There's a push point where you just go, it's just easier just to fucking not have to deal with this anymore. But the problem is you just kick the can down the road then, don't you?
Yeah.
If a new thing came out though, with that kind of like stereotype, you'd be like, that's a bit, ooh, I don't know about that. But it's because it's always been there that you're just fine with it. Like, you know, when you see those old clips from like Spike Milligan in the 70s or something, and he's doing like Pakistani Daleks or something.
Yeah.
And you pull that face when you do it. It's like, oh, I don't know about that. But it worked then. Not now. I think that's the same with Apu in the 90s. It's like, you're not going to make a new character like that.
Yeah.
It's just people don't want to change the old thing. Besides the fact no one really cared that much because it was like, well, all the good, we're 20 years since the good episodes.
But, yeah.
I think they changed it. I reckon someone had a word with them and just said at Fox and just said, like, you know, we're getting a lot of pressure on us here. Yeah. Advertisers are being pressured.
Yeah. Just change it.
Whereas South Park just stuck to the guns. And they I think they're just going more offensive. And more, well, not offensive, but They do what they want to do, really. I don't think they'll bow to pressure as much.
But their, like, social commentary and stuff over the last few years has just been fucking amazing.
Yeah.
I think it gets better and better, South Park, as opposed to The Simpsons, which I think gets worse and worse.
Yeah. It's topical, isn't it? Don't they make an episode in, like, a week, South Park, from start to finish?
I think The Simpsons as well, if the best episodes are all based in the 90s, and they're all full of references from the 80s and 70s, as well.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you watch one now and they've got Twitter and they're on phones and they've got the sort of PS4 or whatever. It just feels weird. It just feels wrong.
But it feels crowbarred in as well.
Yeah.
Like they've gone, hey, look how relevant we are. We've got Maggie with an iPad. Whoa.
And they're not like clever observations about them either. They used to sort of cut through that night. I actually think they're almost... It was a reaction to the fact that most comedy was kind of crappy, especially American comedy.
Yeah.
It, like in the 80s and 90s, it was really like there was a, like the sitcom sort of feel was just, I don't know, it just had a hold of all comedy, especially American comedy in the 80s. And they were just like, just coming off of that, they could just react to that. They could even just kind of like parody bad comedy at the time. And that's gone away. So things that they were making fun of in the 90s, and that a lot of the people who are making it are the same people, like Al Jean and Mike Reiss, I think, they were working on The Simpsons in the 90s. So they were making fun of stuff from their era.
Yeah.
And now they're here still today.
Making
fun of stuff from today. And it's just like dad jokes, really, isn't it? You know, like dads that were funny.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everything has a shelf life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think that The Simpsons shelf life, it fucking went years ago, so long ago. Whereas I think South Park still has a relevancy that it doesn't. I tell you what, I fucking love an animation on Netflix. Do you watch BoJack Horseman?
I did, but there were reasons that I didn't watch it.
Oh, what's the reasons that you didn't watch it? Okay.
It just involves an ex and playing it very loud and playing every episode and when I'm trying to sleep.
So you had an ex that played everything?
She would just put the Netflix on really loud while I was, and I'd be asleep and I'd just be like woken up and I'd just be... And the thing is about BoJack Horseman, right? I'm sure it's a great show. I just... But there's no silence between the voices.
No, there's not.
It's just...
Yeah.
And all I can hear is that, like, while I'm just waking up, I'm just like, why is that so loud? Like, can we just turn that down?
Do you know what as well? Is that is the weirdest thing to fall asleep to. Narrative-driven animation comedy.
There's one weirder thing, and my brother listens to this podcast. He's a Patreon now.
Shout out to...
Jamie.
Oh,
Jay. You listen?
Shout out Jay.
Yeah, he's a Patreon.
You fucking nerd.
Well, listen to this. He listens to the Patreon to fall asleep to. So he pays to listen to his own brother so he can fall asleep.
I mean, I think that that's more of an insult for us, really, isn't it?
He's a big fan of the podcast, but he just likes listening
to
people fall asleep.
He's not, though, is he? Because he'd stay awake if he was a big fan.
Do you reckon people have sex to the podcast?
Yeah,
yes. Yes, we've got a pair of lesbians that get in touch with us that say that they mush.
They mush.
Yeah?
Well, I mean, I don't think they use the term mush.
Nah.
I think they use the term make love. Word.
Yeah, they make mush to each other.
They make mush to each other. Yeah, but they say they listen and...
Do they, yeah.
They do.
It's a bit mad,
they do.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're listening, Maz, row, stroke. Just trying to help them. Help with the rhythm, innit?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what I can chip in to, like, help with the mood, if that's what's going on.
The salad fingers.
That's why we like the salad fingers voice.
It is called the Coxless Four as well.
I'll do it at some point. What was I going to say? I was going to say something about... how do people fall asleep to anything but silence? That's what I want to know.
I'm the same,
Thank you. What do you fall asleep to, Callum?
It used to be I listened to, like, anything on Netflix, really.
On Netflix?
Yeah, I fell asleep to a World War II documentary.
Wow.
That was a bit wild, to be
I can understand that, you know, like just some old guy talking about a field.
It was quite beastly.
Holocaust, a bit boring for you, was it, Callum?
Just need to liven up a bit.
No, you've seen what the program's about, the war. It's usually they just find the field now, don't they? And they're just like, this is the field. And then they'll walk along and there'll be a wall and they'll be like, this wall... is where they jumped over, and you just think, well, that's kind of relaxing. I can see that.
Yeah.
It's not.
I know. There's a cow there now, but that would have been a pile of bodies.
That's it. Yeah. Just, however detailed they describe it, it's just like it's just some trees, isn't it? It's trees now, even though that tree was probably standing.
It is. It's actually really mad that that sort of style of television exists. Where people, they send historians out to fields and they go, 150 years ago, it was kicking off here. Yeah. That's literally...
Just a little farmer in the background.
And it's like often an ex-comedian as well. Like, you notice that? There's like ex-comedians.
Like whom?
I call them out, let's go.
You know, your Tony Robinsons or your Michael Palins. They're always walking... And Martin Clunes or whatever. They're always walking around in these old fields like...
Aid Edmondson's going that way now, isn't he? Aid in Britain, he does that programme.
Yeah, or...
Susan Kalman does a lot of it. You know, she's a little Scottish lesbian woman, and she... Lesbian woman, not needed. and she was a comedian, but now she does a lot of, like, you know, riverboating around the Scottish Isles and stuff, and she's like, oh, it's such a lovely way to spend an afternoon, just... going around looking up things. Oh, isn't that a lovely wee boat?
Do you reckon you'll do that when this podcast gets successful and then fails?
Yeah, what would you document? What would you go for?
Around the world. child prostitution around the world with old Quinn.
The best McDonald's in Britain.
I was in Pattaya and he wanted 50 baht, the cheeky little fucker.
Around the world of 80
shop kids. Around. When you're in Asia, shop around. Do haggle.
Speaking of which, Gary Glitter just got out.
He did. Did he? Yeah.
He did. Yeah.
He couldn't haggle with a child prostitute. He couldn't. It'd take a real arsehole to. Well.
Yeah, you're not worth 40. Two for one.
Yeah. Oh, God. Gary Glitter, he is just out now, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you do if you're him? What's your next move? I mean, not back to the UK. Yeah.
Start but, work but on they're the not, next but... album, I think. just, that's what you do. Like, when you're, you know, when these comedians and that, they're getting cancelled, they're just... You know, just get back on the road, get back into some clubs, just do what you do.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say Gary Glitter's been cancelled. Bloody cancel culture, not letting him shag kids.
That's the spirit.
Can't say anything these days.
Not cancelled from everyone. Some people are still blasting out Gary.
Here's a question. How good would his music have to be for everyone to go... Wow, he's done his time.
Yeah, he's good now.
Michael Jackson, I mean, that's how good it has to be, isn't it? It's got to be pretty good. No one was, I don't think anyone was defending Lost Profits when they had to end.
No,
they?
That's it.
No one was like, come on, not Lost Profits. Love that band.
I've got a mate who had a Lost Profits tattoo on his back, right? A massive fucking tattoo on his back. And so when that happened, we called him pedo back till he got it removed.
You know, how do you get a massive, can't you just like, change it to like a different word?
Well, it was only like a I think it was like a logo off their album, but we knew that it was Lost Profits. So,
oh, it's rough.
Ouch.
Yeah. That is rough.
Lives in Australia now.
Well, they wouldn't have heard of him over there. So, you know, it could just be like, oh, it's just an up and coming band, this.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Found Profits. Oh, shit, man. If you're a fan of Dead Men Talking, then why not check us out on tour? We are doing a tour in May. We are going to be in Liverpool, Manchester, Birmingham, Glasgow, London and Leeds. You can find tickets over at deadmentalkpod.com. It's going to be Rob Mulholland doing stand-up and it's going to be me, Freddie Quinn, doing stand-up as well. And we'd love to see you come. We're going to have a chat with you all. We're going to have a drink. We're going to take some pictures. We're going to do some great dark fucking comedy and it's going to be an amazing night. So head over to deadmentalkpod.com and grab your tickets while you still can. I've sent you some stuff.
You have sent me some stuff.
So what I want is the middle one.
The middle one. This is called Reincarnation.
You're going to love this. You're going to need your headphones on for this, and it's a Twitter link. So what I found here is this is a person who
honestly thought that was Hitler.
This is a person who believes that they are the reincarnation of Hitler.
Oh wow!
What?
Yeah.
As if.
And I am going to go out on a limb and say no.
I mean, for audio listeners, can we describe what she looks like?
I'm going to go play this with a safe bat and say what they look like.
Yeah.
And they sort of look like if you were going to a fancy dress party that you'd forgotten about where the theme was Hitler. And you've gone, shit, is it the Hitler party tonight? Oh, fuck, what if I comb my hair?
What theme do you want for your sweet 16th?
You can't have a Third Reich themed sweet 16th.
It was a third birthday.
It's kind of a limo, they're live in a train.
They're wearing a pink striped top.
Not very Hitler, that bit.
No, that bit's not very Hitler. And then they have like it's like a 2P sort of looking thing that's sort of in their nose piercing. But I think that it's put there to sort of look a bit like a tash.
Oh, yeah.
And then they have the classic Hitler cut and some big old sort of like, you know, Harry Potter style glasses.
Yeah. The hair and the nosing are doing a lot of the work there.
Do you know what I love about this though, right? And this was my favourite thing about this video. This is because look, I mean, at the end of the day, it's somebody who's not well. But my favourite thing is that they are out saying that they are the reincarnation of Hitler. And just behind them is a giant fluffy hamster.
Wait, is it?
I just find it really fucking weird that they're like, yes, I am the reincarnation of Hitler. And I've got a big fluffy hamster that I cuddle at night.
This is Mr. Fuzzles.
Yeah, right. Give it a play.
So I need to tell you guys a little something about me. And you can call me crazy. You can call me whatever you'd like. Any name under the sun. But I'm very in tune with my past and my past lives and lifetimes that I've lived before this one. My last life just so happened to be a very infamous one. Me offing myself was one of the first memories I had from that lifetime. It came to me when I was 5 in my nightmares.
Fun.
You can see right where I shot myself too. That and just so many other things throughout my life have connected me to my past. And you can go say, oh, go get on your meds again, you nutter. I've been on so many meds and none of them have changed what I saw when I was 5.
Okay, so I have 2 questions for you off the back of that, okay? Number 1, do you believe in reincarnation? Mm. And number 2...
Well, I didn't until now.
Well, he's got the scar. I mean, you've got to...
Well, this is number 2. How much, if you were the reincarnation of Hitler, how much evidence would you need before coming to that conclusion? Because I feel like this person has got almost no evidence. And in fact, I would say they've got almost next to zero evidence. They have a small little thing on their head.
No, I believe them. Because, I mean, the hair, it looks like Hitler's hair.
That is true.
The Hitler had a nose ring, didn't he?
Little nose ring, yeah.
And also, if you're going to reincarnate yourself, the one thing that you want is the scar from when you died, right? Because that's the one thing everyone will notice about you.
Yeah, but that's definitely when she was dropped on her head.
Yeah,
that's when
maybe,
she was
young.
That's what that scar's off, I reckon.
Do you believe in reincarnation? I feel like you would because you're gullible.
Why do you think that?
Because you're gullible.
Because I'm gullible.
Yeah, because you sort of... I think you like to believe interesting things, even if they're absolute bollocks. I think you like the idea that it's like, oh my God, we've all had past lives.
I think there's something. Yeah, you're right there, Fred. I do believe in that shit.
Do you?
A little bit, yeah. I feel like there's something. I feel like we have had past things. I don't know if it was like...
Okay, so how does it work?
I don't know. Like, I don't reckon you were like animals and shit. I don't think that's real.
So none of us were animals?
Nah.
We were all other people?
I reckon other people,
Do you reckon animals reincarnated from previous animals as well?
Maybe, yeah.
Like slugs and things.
Slugs, yeah. Mm. You'd be gutted if you come back as a slug, though, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but you wouldn't know, would you? Because you'd just be like,
enough a slug.
I've just got a brain the size of a slug, so I can't process anything apart from food and survival.
But
I was just thinking, it's a bit convenient that the memory only goes back as far as the suicide.
Yeah.
It's like, that's... You know, that's kind of because we know that happened.
Yeah.
We found, I don't know what, you know, there's conspiracy theories, but let's say the mainstream narrative is that he definitely did kill himself in a bunker.
Yeah.
But no other details emerged, which is quite convenient, isn't it? Because otherwise they might have to do some research.
Everything I know about my past life is all already very well documented.
It'd be amazing if it turned out there was indisputable evidence that he didn't kill himself. And then she's like, well, I still think I am.
But how do you explain the scar? That little spot he's got on the side of his head.
That is true. How could that come
Seriously,
any other way?
I don't know. Yeah, I hope
Were it not for the indisputable proof of a small spot, I would be. Yeah. I would, and I'm going to be honest here, I'd call that person a liar. But.
But so was Hitler.
Shit. Yeah.
Famously lying.
Also, as well, if you're going to go out on a limb and say that you're the reincarnation of Hitler, like this person is, I mean, you're opening yourself up to a lot of retribution from other communities.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Your best case scenario is you prove it's true and then you're tried as a war criminal.
I mean, it would be very funny if they got kidnapped by rabbis.
Yeah. No, if they just turned up at the house and said, okay, we're going to take you away. We're going to actually put you on trial. Do you reckon they would just be like, okay, no, I'm joking. I want...
No, yeah, they'd be like, nah. No. This spot, come try it off. Look.
It's just a nose ring.
These glasses, don't even need them. Yeah. Watch my hair. Ooh, it's gone.
Did Hitler have glasses?
Nah.
No. Just when he was reading.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah, just his readers.
Yeah. He was.
I thought Hitler poisoned himself anyway. I don't think he shot himself.
No, he shot himself in the head.
Did he? Yeah.
Did you not see the scar?
I always fell asleep.
Do you need to watch the video again?
Yeah, the evidence is there, isn't it?
Yeah, well, this person also does get bad acid reflux. That might be the poison.
Yeah.
Who would you like to be the reincarnation of?
Well, this is why I don't believe in reincarnation. Because everybody who says that they're reincarnated was always reincarnated as somebody interesting. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's never just like, I was a farmer in the 14th century. Do you know what I mean? Like it's
and
always,
now I'm a slug.
Yeah, exactly. It's always like I was a rich nobleman or I was Prince Edward the Ninth or whatever. Do you know what I mean? Like it's always a thing.
But you know, also, if the people who believe that, are we all reincarnated or just select people? And if we all are, and then a bunch of people must be sharing the same person they reincarnated as, because there's more people than ever. So
maybe that's why you like you know, you meet those people that you just get on with.
Yeah, it was like, oh, we're the same person a few generations back.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they must, if you believe in reincarnation, it must be that it's just a constant recycle of souls just pushed into different bodies.
Yeah.
And like with animals, can only slugs come back as slug? Can a cat come back as a mouse and vice versa?
Oh, irony.
I know.
Cat comes back as a mouse. Tom comes back as Jerry. Bloody hell.
I'm sure they made that episode at some point.
Yeah. See what else I've sent you, because I think I sent you another one here, Just Friends, the bottom one. So this is one of my favourite stories that I've seen in a while. Singapore man sues woman for just wanting to be friends, not partners. Oh.
$3 million?
$3 million.
Wow. Claimant seeks $3 million in damages to cover financial losses as well as rehabilitation and therapy to overcome trauma.
Wow, man.
Now, it's a bold move, isn't it?
Yeah, but if he wins, it's a big win for the friend zoners, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I could be a billionaire after this.
Everyone be minted.
A man in Singapore is seeking more than $3 million for a woman who said she saw him only as a friend, claiming she caused him trauma and damaged his stellar reputation. A defamation case being brought by...
Yeah, who?
Kay Corshigan?
I reckon that's right.
Yeah,
yeah, claims, that's not a bad shout, that, actually. Yeah. It's better than what I would have done.
Claims the damages are to cover loss of earnings and investments as well as rehabilitation therapy programs to overcome the sustained trauma. The lawsuit, to be heard next week, accuses the woman of allegedly defamatory remarks and negligent conduct.
What? Negligent conduct?
Claim the woman breached an agreement to improve their relationship, was recently dismissed as manifestly groundless and without foundation, a verdict that was welcomed by gender equality activists.
How long did it take him to, I mean, how long did this last? It usually, you know, if it was it years?
4 years. I'm just reading ahead here. The woman first met, go on.
Corshigan?
Yeah. Corshigan. He was actually... reincarnated as someone from Singapore, so that's why
I've just been reincarnated now. just a few minutes ago.
According to court papers, problems began to arise in 2020 when they became misaligned about how they saw their relationship. So they met in 2016, and in 2020 there was a misalignment. So
you you would have worked it out by then.
Took him 4 years of being like, bah. Do you reckon this was one of those things where it's like, do you ever have that thing where it's like, if we're both single at 40, let's just...
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
And he's been waiting 4 years, constantly negging her.
But it says here, the defendant only regarded the claimant as a friend he considered to be his closest friend. So it's more like, are you my best friend? This is like primary school.
This is so
Who's your
odd.
Best friend?
Man, that's awful, this.
The defendant requested for their interactions to be reduced, which caused displeasure to the claimant, who felt this would constitute taking a step back in their relationship.
So what would like the misaligned be? What do they mean by that?
Basically, one friend, weirdo, wants to be best mates. A normal person goes, I don't want to be friends with you, weirdo.
Yeah.
And so they've got, I want $3 million.
Yeah, that's but fucking head case, man.
I hope he wins. You know, she was, you know, dicking him around.
Yeah.
Do you know what? This will be a hell of a rom-com if they end up falling in love.
Ooh. Oh,
over it,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
During the court case.
Yeah.
So you've got mail for the 21st century.
Nothing worse though, like getting close to a girl and thinking you've got a chance and then she introduces someone she's seeing.
Cancer.
What?
You said there's nothing worse.
I'd rather have cancer.
I thought that was like your solution to the problem.
Yeah,
get a cancer.
Well, like a spell, like some sort of magic. No, I just
have you thought about taking up smoking?
I get what you mean, but I think you gotta be like, so here's the thing, right? I was seeing this woman ages ago, right? Mm. And it was somebody who I quite liked.
Yeah.
And then they insinuated that they really liked me. And I sort of developed feelings to catch up with them because they were like, oh, I really like you. And I was like, oh, I'm just a bit keen. But they were like, oh, no, I really like you. And I was like, oh, maybe we're at the really like stage. And then anyway, we ended up meeting and, like, you know, over and over again. And it just became obvious that I thought something was there. And she was a bit more like, oh, do you know what? Actually, I kind of regret saying I really like this person. We're probably more just really good mates. And so I remember, actually, I went in for a kiss.
Oh, yeah.
And classic Quinn.
Yeah.
Yeah, seal the deal.
Where were you when you went in for it? Where were you?
We were outside court.
Nice.
Because I'm wasting no time at all. If she blanks that kiss, I'm going straight in, filing a complaint then and there.
More claims.
$3 million. So we'd had like a little date day. I remember I was in the car and I sort of dropped. So I said,
oh, car kiss.
No. Oh, I'm sorry, Callum.
Oh, did you lock the fucking doors as well, did you?
Put child lock on. Yeah. Because she was a, you know.
Looked at her, sat there in a booster seat.
Such a prick.
Took a bok out.
Juice boxes everywhere.
Turn down Mr. Tumble.
I basically sort of, I didn't put any pressure on it because I thought, like, you know, it'd be, so I was like, I'll wait till, and I said, look, do you want to drop off anywhere? You know, can I drop off in town or wherever? And she was like, oh, you can just drive me back to mine. Mm. And so in my head, I was like, and everything had gone absolutely perfectly. I had no reason to think that it was like not going perfectly, not going as swimmingly as I would have liked it to, right? Yeah. And even like little things like, oh, you can drive me back to mine. I'm like, okay, so this person's comfortable enough with me knowing where they live. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And I went in and she went in for, we sort of went in and she went in for a hug and I went in for a kiss. And she went, oh. And I went, oh. And she went, oh, sorry. And I went, yeah, it's all right. Don't worry about it. And she got out and then we were texting each other and she was like, I remember this so fucking clearly. And she was like, oh, right. I thought, like, I just kind of thought we were like mates or whatever. And I was like, you literally said that you were falling for me like a month ago. What the fuck are you on about? And she was like, oh, yeah, I just want to, like, I just, you know, I guess I just see you more as a mate. I guess, you know, we just had like a thing or whatever. And I was like, all right, that's sound. And she was like, let's be mates. And I was like, no, because I've got enough friends in my life. Do you know what I mean? So, like, but there's nothing. My point is, it's
yeah, they're both snowing you under, aren't they?
it's a long way of fucking getting round the houses here with this. But like, it gets like, if something isn't working, don't just be a friend with somebody in the vain hopes that one day they'll change their mind and fuck you out of pity. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like, just go, nah, it's all right, and then just leave it and move on, like adults do.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I'll sue them.
I'll fuck her one day when I reincarnate into something else.
Reincarnate as a silicon dildo.
Yeah, I'm just not... I don't get the whole friend zone, like... weird incel men that get upset about friends. Yeah, do you know what obsessed. I mean? Like really angry about, like, oh, I've been friend zoned.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, just move on. Just find something else. If you don't want to be friends with somebody, you don't have to be out of politeness. Like, just, you know.
Move on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Just move on. And that's this bloke's problem. Just don't wait for 4 years in the vain hope that a woman might find you sexually attractive out of a lack of other viable alternatives.
Yeah, I think he's a bit of a wrong old Corsican. And
just like the last one, though, I mean, the bottom line is mental. I mean, yeah, that's what it is. Is like, there's something wrong with these people. I know, I'm not saying we need more diagnoses things, but you know, these people haven't got the entire sort of, the social part of the brain's not working quite right, is it?
I've always said that there should be a overarching medical condition called something wrong with your syndrome.
Yeah.
Where it's like, we know there's something, we're not sure exactly what, but we know it's something.
Yeah.
I think it should be in court cases as well, like this court case at the end. The judge should smash down his gavel and just say, mental! And that's it.
The chair drops.
Yeah. Just, I always, you can be guilty and mental. You can be guilty, mental, but you can also just be mental.
I always think that as well about police. Like, I'm quite anti-police. I don't like them at all, really. But you know when you're watching, like, Cops on Camera or whatever, and it's like, this is PC Baz. He's on a night out with fucking Gaz, and they're in a patrol car patrolling the streets of Wakefield. Mm. Oh, they've been called to a night out outside a nightclub where it's kicking off. And there's just people tearing the shit out of each other. And they're trying to, like, throw people in the back of a van. And you, what specific law am I being arrested under? There should be, police should be allowed to go, just being a knobhead. Like, that's the law.
It's called breaching the peace. That's what they use for just being a knobhead.
Do they do that in England? Because I've definitely heard that in America, but I don't know about, I've never heard English cops saying disturbing the peace. I know they always say that in, like, you're guilty of disturbing the peace of this fine community or whatever. Yeah. And it's just like...
Well, in England, they say if they want to arrest somebody for no reason, it's breaching the peace. Where in America, they say, you're black, so it's probably something.
Yeah.
And then that's what they do. They go, yeah, it's probably something with you. We're just going to treat you like a criminal until we have reason to believe
you. They don't arrest you, though. That's just what they put in the paperwork.
No, they shoot you. Which is even worse. The police in America, like, I think the police in the UK is bad. The police in America, fuck that shit, mate.
Yeah.
Because everyone's fucking armed. Do you know what I mean? So it's every traffic stop is like, fuck, this could be my last one.
Yeah, terrifying, man. You'd always have to carry, though. I think that's why.
What, sorry?
You'd always have to carry a gun.
Oh, if you lived in America?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Would you?
Sorry, I think I've come into this conversation completely wrong.
No. Would you carry a gun if you lived in America?
If I lived in a place where people were shooting each other, I'd probably keep it in the house.
Yeah. That's the problem. Everyone's doing it out of fear that they're going to get shot. Yeah, so then everyone's got a gun.
That's
and then,
what I mean. So it's just always kicking off, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, if there was a chance that someone could break into my house and shoot me, I'd probably want to keep a gun in the house. And I don't like guns, but I would probably be like, well, if everyone's got them, then I don't want to be like an easy target here.
Yeah. It would be an awful lot better to have it and not use it rather than the other way around.
No, I think it's like those, you know, when you see that sticker on someone's door that says, like, we've got a big dog, don't fuck with the dog. I'd just put the sticker on the door. I'd just be like, I've got a really big gun. Don't come in. Maybe I wouldn't need one. I'd just put the sticker on the door. Like, I wouldn't want one in the house. Well, it's not like I've got kids running around the house or anything. Uh-huh. I don't like guns, but, you know, you don't want to be the only person without one, do you?
Yeah.
That's what worries me about America.
I wonder if they've tried the sticker thing.
Yeah.
Just everyone just wearing a sticker saying, I've got a gun. And
no, what you do need to do is have a fake YouTube channel where you're like a gun expert and people are like, no one's going to break into that guy's house.
Do you know what? You've reminded me, actually, a friend of mine, he lived on a rough estate and he had a sign in his garden that said, beware of the dog. Didn't have a dog.
My auntie's got one as well, loads of people have it.
Anyway, let's not talk about my house, because someone worked out where I lived based on data. I'm not going to explain how they found, because then...
Oh, it's chaos, that.
Yeah.
But if we keep cutting things out, we're going to end up with less footage than your fake-ass fucking security camera.
That's just a...
A rumour.
A rumour.
It's a red herring, that. Yeah, what I'm trying to do is entrap people into trying to break into my house.
You made it look fake because it's so real.
Yeah. Well, that's it. I just want an excuse for people to try and break into my house so I can legally murder them.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know if that's legal in England.
It is. Do you know it's in your bedroom.
What?
Yeah. P.A., shut.
No, it is. Swear down.
That's
you can
not
kill someone,
room.
But in your bedroom.
Right, right. Okay.
Well, so that's where I keep the diamonds. So.
We're going to Google that in a second. Yeah. But before we Google it, I just want to take a straw poll of us three very quickly. Real or fake for that?
That is stoner chat. That is right, not right. Real.
I will honestly bet. I will bet any amount of money you want, Callum. Yeah. That is. I'll tell you what we'll do.
Okay.
We'll do it. How much money have you got on you right now?
Right now, I've got 20 in there.
You got 20 quid?
Yeah.
Okay. So I've got 100 quid in the car.
Okay.
I will bet. Fucking players go play. I will give you 5-1 odds.
Oh, that's good odds, that.
That's not true. If I'm right, I get you £20.
Yeah,
and I'm going to take it off you.
Okay.
And if you win, you can have my 100 quid.
Okay.
I am telling you now that it is surely not legal that you could kill someone as long as it's in the bedroom.
Yeah, if they break into your house and you're allowed to kill them in your bedroom.
But not the kitchen or the landing or the bathroom. What about the ensuite?
Your private place, even though your house is private.
So hang about a minute. So yeah. What's the logic behind killing in the bedroom?
Apparently it's like your private place, isn't it? Like, I know your house is private. I mean, I definitely heard this when I was stoned.
It's
just how my brain works. I think all facts are true when I'm stoned.
Stupidest. Oh, by all means, break into a man's private home, yeah. But not in his private bedroom.
In your bedroom, man. It's a safe place.
What are you saying, David?
It's bollocks.
I think
it's only allowed, you're only allowed to kill people if it's self-defense. I don't think it matters that you're in your bedroom.
I don't mean just randomly pull someone from the street and then take them to your room.
That's why.
Murder your wife.
Put them in your drawer.
It's a bit mad how it becomes, from a burglar's perspective, it becomes exponentially more of a risk the bigger the house is, because the more bedrooms it is, you could potentially be murdered.
Yeah, does it have to be your bedroom, or could it be like your kid's bedroom?
No, sorry.
You've got to prove that you sleep in it.
This is the stupid.
Did it going around going, that's not his alarm clock.
I cannot believe you have pretended to carry this as knowledge in your fucking head. Yeah. Right. I cannot. Are we doing Are we doing these 5-1 odds? Really? You're shaking?
I'll do it, yeah.
20 quid? This is the easiest £20 I've ever made in my fucking life.
Is there any way I can make any money from it? Can I take like a bit of both? Can I put like a fiver on both sides? Because the odds are better on you.
Hedging both ways.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm 5-1.
I don't know how to bet though, so I don't know if that's a good deal or not.
Well, put it this way. Considering everything I know about the world tells me that this is bollocks.
Everything he knows about me.
I feel like it's a really good bet my side.
The law states, this is from kentlive.news, the law states that you can use reasonable force to protect yourself or others if a crime is taking place inside your home. This means you can protect yourself in the heat of the moment, which includes using an object as a weapon. You are allowed to stop an intruder running off. So it's just your house.
Yeah, but it's reasonable force.
It doesn't say you can kill him.
Yeah, exactly. Reasonable force.
It's like a reasonable kill.
Also, there was that guy, wasn't there, that like really old guy who stabbed a guy that came, like a bunch of guys that came into his house, and he stabbed one of them and killed him, and everyone was on his side because he was just an old age pensioner with his protecting his wife or whatever.
Yeah. It was a bungalow as well, so he slept downstairs.
Oh, yeah.
That's so he got away with it.
What if you live in a bedsit? Yeah. What if you sleep
free
in your
for
car?
All in a bedsit. Yeah. Any rules in a bedsit?
Unfortunately, there is no specific definition of reasonable force, and it depends on the circumstances as to what is allowed.
Kent Live, fake news. Let's get a better source on this.
Yeah, what a Kent Live, no.
Yeah, that's just Kent, though, isn't it? That's not.
The Crown Prosecution Service said that if you have acted in reasonable self-defence and the intruder dies, you will still have acted lawfully.
Yeah, but that's when they are trying to kill you, I think.
Yeah.
You can't, if there's a burglar, you can't lure them into the bedroom.
Like a little dressing gown on, like.
My valuables are hidden on my person.
I like the idea that they've got a trail of jewelry like Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah.
And they've just put it into the bedroom and then they're there with a big mallet.
It's like a cardboard box and a stick. Trap the pig.
And the cardboard box goes mental at the beginning and then it just dies down. Okay.
Do you reckon Kevin from Home Alone should have got away with it?
What?
You know Kevin from Home Alone?
Not personally.
He didn't kill him, though, did he?
He didn't kill him, but he injured him quite a bit.
Yeah, but he didn't, like, specifically... He just set traps and they fell into him.
Well, it says here you can't do a trap. It says you could be prosecuted if you carry on attacking the intruder, even if you're no longer in danger, or if you had pre-planned a trap for someone instead of calling the police. So Kevin should be inside, really.
That's a bit fucking harsh if you pre-planned a trap instead of calling the police.
Yeah.
Because... I mean, I actually think, to be honest with you, if you pre-planned a trap and a burglar falls into it, you deserve a medal.
Yeah. People do it with push bikes. They have, like, push bikes on the side of the street and they tie, like, rope on it. And then people, like, try and, like, rob the bike.
I saw that video, but I just thought the guy filming it was a bit too close for them to not notice him. So I was thinking it was kind of...
He's in the basket.
It's one of those ones where it's like, I really hope this isn't fake because that's, like, really a real good prank. But then... He was just stood next to a tree. So, if you were going to nick a bike, you'd be like, I might nick it, but I'm going to wait for that guy over there to stop filming it before I do it. I saw those videos and you might have been duped by something else.
Yeah, I'm really good.
Were you stoned when you're watching that one as well? But I don't know about this Kent Live. Could we get a specific on the bedroom? Because, you know...
Well, it didn't say anything about the bedroom.
Yeah, I know. But
it just said you're home, so...
Well, let us know in the comments.
Well, there's the Googling, you know, like the way conspiracy theorists do it. They Google exactly what they want to believe. And then they find someone who's claiming that.
I mean, I feel really confident that I'm the right about it. I think, by all means, if there's anybody who's listening to this who's like, trained, there's no trained
the
lawyers.
Bedroom law.
What if you're homeless and you sleep on the street?
Kill
free
anywhere,
for all.
Isn't it?
Free for
Maybe
all.
That's why they do it.
Yeah.
When the whole world, your bedroom.
Yeah.
Get away whatever you fucking want.
Grand Theft Auto it.
I've got one more to show you. This is more of an interesting, controversial, interesting one that I found. Top one. So there's a play at the moment where the critics, no white critics are allowed to review the play. It's a play about like people of colour and struggle and things like that. They've gone, no white people could understand this in the way that it's meant to be interpreted. And so no white people are allowed to review it.
What's it about?
What, sorry?
Is it about slavery?
I reckon that there's other struggles, but we can go straight there if you want.
Well, I don't know if it's about... Well, my point is, if it's about slavery...
Well, it's called Seven Methods of Killing Kylie Jenner.
Number one, in the bedroom.
And scene.
Imagine playing Cluedo with Callum. Candlestick in the bedroom so there was no crime. I think it's really interesting. I think it's a fucking amazing way to get a bit of publicity.
Yeah. Oh, the story centres on two black women living in the UK who find themselves in the middle of a social media storm when one of them calls out influencer and self-made billionaire Kylie Jenner over a privilege. Well, in that instance, if you can't be a critic if you're white, then you can't be a critic if you're a man, because it's about two women. And you can't be a critic if you're not from the UK.
Well, I mean, I like this article and I actually side with the... creators of the play, actually, which is a weird one for me because I think that people would expect me to be like, oh, this is bollocks. But I hate reviewers with such a vehement passion that I actually think that you should be allowed to go, nah, you're not allowed to review this because it's not for you.
Oh, so you just want it to be no critics?
Well, no. I think that if something isn't for you... then why are you fucking reviewing it?
Yeah.
If you're not, because a lot of reviewers do this with comedy, right? Is there's massive comedy reviewers, like for example, Brian Logan, who reviews for The Guardian, right? He likes a specific kind of comedy. And if you don't do that sort of comedy, he just don't like it.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's reviewed stuff before. He's like, oh, the people in the 400-seater auditorium were howling laughing. It's not my thing, 2 stars. It's like, what?
Yeah, fuck them.
And I suppose that's just every critic is going to be like that. Everyone's going to see it from their own point of view, aren't they? They're not going to be like, I don't like Mrs. Brown's Boys, but it's popular, so I'll give it 5 stars.
Well, do you know what? Actually, a lot of critics do. So, like, when you have, like, Mark Kermode and stuff, who's, like, a film critic, like, he doesn't go, oh, look, well, you know, the film was really well-paced. Both the characters were great. They had amazing energy. You know, the script was really tight, and it was surprising and interesting, and they delivered thoughts in a different and varied way to what I'd seen in the past. But I just don't like rom-coms, 2 stars. Do you know what I mean? Like it should always be, like, what is this person trying to do and how well are they doing it? Your personal thoughts shouldn't get into it.
But it's just naturally you're going to do that just because you're a person. You're going to critique things as yourself, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess so.
Comedy's the weirdest one for that because it's so subjective. Like there's no universal comedian, is there? It's just not possible. And I particularly am very, you know, very specific in what I find funny.
Oh, what do you find funny?
And it's really hard to say, but okay. it's not easy to find.
Yeah.
And so if something is a BAFTA award winning comedy, it's almost guaranteed I'm not going to like it. I don't know why. It's usually about, you know, posh people having very cute misunderstandings or whatever.
Fleabag.
I'm just not interested in the vast majority of comedy I don't find funny. It has to take me by surprise. So that's, I can never plan it. And I'd be an awful reviewer of comedy because it might be the funniest comedy of the year, but I probably won't like it.
Yeah.
But then again, they might be reviewing it on the strength of the production values and the script, but not the actual laughs.
Yeah.
Because when you actually laugh and not that kind of sort of, you know, that kind of agreeable laugh where I know what they've done and I want to support them and they're doing it live and that's pretty funny. But you know, that actual one where you just tear up immediately.
Yeah,
you know,
that
kind of laugh. Very rare for me, so I'd be an awful comedy reviewer.
Is that because you're like dead inside, or
I've just got this weird sense of I don't ever want to see anything twice. like I don't want to. Like the joke's good, and maybe someone could, you know, turn it into something even better. And so I'm not against like memes because they can be funny, but I feel like it drops off really quickly.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's funny because it's overdone and that's another joke. But in general, I find that if it doesn't take me by surprise, then I'm probably not going to laugh and enjoy it that much. And then I'm not going to seek it out. Like there are certain comedians who I can almost guarantee that they will make me laugh.
Oh, who?
Louis C.K.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I went to see Louis C.K. Live last year at the Hammersmith Apollo and most of it was excellent. It was really, really, really good. But obviously with Louis C.K. And sort of his, you know, Me Too sort of thing now, there's, especially amongst comedians, a lot of comedians are very, like, sneery about it and they're very like, oh, no, but he still is fucking class.
You know, it's that thing when you're with your friends and they can make you laugh to the point of crying so much easier than putting on a DVD.
Yes.
Very rarely will I put on something that's been filmed that hasn't been, you know, anything to do with like me or my friends and laugh that much. And his recent special where it was like you watched it live online, I bought that one.
I watched the Hammersmith.
Unbelievable. It was just like, I don't know. He just keeps on going to that line and crossing it and then coming back. But it's not in a mean-spirited way at all.
Yeah.
And he hasn't tried to clean it up since being, you know, cancelled, cancelled. You know, he's one of the bigger names that were actually cancelled, but he didn't try and clean it up or anything. He has not tried to like make amends with his material anyway. I'm sure in real life, he's probably tried to address some things in his behavior that led him to that point. But, you know, it's been a long time. I'm just going to get shit on now for defending Louis C.K.
We are big fans of Louis C.K. Definitely.
But as a comedian, I think he is the best. I think the stand-up at the moment, he is the best. And
I agree with you.
And that's just very personal preference that no one else can make me.
Yeah.
And
do you know what? I think that before the allegations and stuff, I think he was the best. And then, rightly, I think, had a bit of a break. And then he came back and he did Sincerely, Louis C.K. And I didn't think that was very good. I thought it was all right. Didn't think it was great. And then his next one was called Sorry. And that's fucking brilliant. Yeah, it's dead, dead, dead good. And then his latest one's excellent as well. So I think now he's definitely top five now.
I'm going to say the one before he was cancelled was the worst, I thought. I thought he was at the point where he was...
Beacon Theatre?
It felt like he'd gotten a little too big. And it was, you know, when you're up there, it's probably hard to make an observation that the common people can find funny. But obviously he does it because he finds people who are really, you know, mental again. Like, yeah. I don't like use the word mental in a case of, you know, the mental illness, but people who are just like really difficult to deal with. And he has a way of kind of just finding examples of that and expressing it that no one else has.
Do you think about cancel culture when you're making animations and stuff?
No, I don't honestly think people get cancelled for slipping up with jokes. I think people get cancelled for what they actually say and believe in real life or do in real life. But I think when it comes to jokes, people who actually got cancelled for a joke, I can think of, okay, Kramer from Seinfeld, remember that?
Okay.
Remember when he did that live thing and he just started shouting N-words and stuff like that?
Okay.
Fair. And he said it was part of his act. I don't buy that. That was one of the ones where it actually, the actual performance was his reason for being cancelled. Possibly Jerry Sadowitz as well. But he's not cancelled. He's still running. But sort of view on that is that it's a lot of people like to make out that you can't perform any material anymore, but I think you can. I think you can pretty much do anything that doesn't go into hate speech and you're fine.
Yeah, we get away with an awful lot. We get away with an awful lot. But it's about how it's packaged and marketed. Like, this isn't packaged as anything other than a dark humor comedy podcast, and that's what it is. And we have the requisite warnings and stuff in place, and everyone knows what it is. Do you know what I mean? But I think,
and we don't have enough listeners to be cancelled yet.
I think when it comes to actual jokes, if people can tell that you're not a racist and an actual mean person, then they'll be like, "Well, it's clearly making a joke. He's clearly doing it because it's." It's going to be edgy and it's going to upset people. And, you know, the fact that some people find it offensive makes it funnier. So
You will be surprised how few people have that much nuance. You will be so surprised.
Well, you know, I don't reply or read replies a lot on Twitter. And, you know, if it doesn't happen on Twitter, if it happens on Twitter, it doesn't mean it happens in the rest of the world.
It's not a real place.
That's just how you get clout on Twitter, isn't it? You complain about something.
Yeah.
So if you don't read that, then it's fine. Yeah. And also, my stuff isn't mainstream enough to be, you know, like, for example, Harry Styles. He said something recently and it was like, people like me, he said. And everyone's like, what do you mean, people like me? People like me, what do you mean? Rich, privileged, white? And it's just like, if I said something about, like, people like me don't do this, no one would bat an eyelid. Because
Yeah.
But because he's so famous and he's got so many eyes on him, that every single thing he says is going to be picked apart. And yeah, so same with being a certain level of famous. I'd rather be my level of famous and just get away with much anything.
I think you've got the perfect level of fame because the people that know you really well and are really well versed in the stuff that you do and are like, oh my God, yes, I know this, 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 and this. And it was like for me, it's like a part of my internet childhood. Do you know what I mean? In like a weird way. Like it's like, oh, I remember watching those videos. I remember laughing. I remember, you know, all that stuff. And then there's other people who are like, no idea.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like I couldn't hack being any level of famous. I'd fucking hate it. I despise it. It'd be just constant. How fucking Paul Smith manages it, I don't know.
We can't even like go for a little drink or anything.
No.
Like I can live like Christmas nights out and that doesn't come out on them.
No.
I don't blame him though, like it's hard.
No, I don't blame
him. Who's Paul Smith?
Quiet.
I don't know. Either.
Thank God.
He's such a generic sounding name. That could be anyone. Yeah, I know a few Paul Smiths.
He's comedian. Comedian.
Yeah, man.
but yeah, he gets, you know, a lot. On nights out and stuff and out and things.
Is he like really, does he stand out in his look?
Yeah, he's...
does now, I reckon. Yeah. He's got like his teeth done. He's got like a bit hench now and stuff.
Yeah.
So he likes being looked at then?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's weird, Paul, because he just I don't feel like he's changed.
No, he's not.
At all since, like, he's had the fame and stuff. Like, but he's so good at handling it, though, as well.
It's weird that someone this famous and I've never heard of him. Who is it? is he like stand-up comedian? So yeah. He's on, like, Live at the Apollo and stuff like that.
Well, no, he's not done the Apollo, but he's doing one of the biggest tours in the country, like, now.
Oh, so he's, like, really on the up right now.
Yeah.
It's like basically like YouTube and stuff. Like his clips just constantly go viral, but he's just never on TV.
Put his face on.
Just go to images. What are you doing?
Yeah,
you're the worst Googler.
I thought it'd go to a video. Yeah, he does a lot of hot water stuff. He's on YouTube. He goes a lot of YouTube stuff.
Wow, and like I said, I still haven't heard of it. I don't really get too much involved in stand up, like. You know, checking out new acts and stuff. I like to go and watch it.
Where do you watch it?
I mean, I've got a few friends who do bits in Leeds, and they're usually like really small. Like, there's a place near where I live, and it's like, usually it's like pretty much open mic.
Oh, I'm going to say The Verve.
No, it's like really close to where I live. It'll be in like the woods. There's a place called The Woods near me. There's a bigger one that's actually got circuit comedians on called the Seven Arts, and these are just places near me in Leeds, but occasionally I'll go to these, and I really like seeing like people doing the first gig. I really like that. I don't know why. I like watching like people who are so nervous that they're just like almost shaking because they're just, I don't know, there's a certain vibe to like really not quite made it yet. I mean, not even like I don't want to say amateur because they're funny, but they're just, they haven't been exposed yet. And
what was your first gig, Callum?
I was in school and it was in front of parents.
Oh,
that's horrific. But at the same time, I really want to see it.
Yeah.
Fucking nerd. And now he has one of our pupils to do jokes.
There was a few of us, like it was off that comedy course. So there was like a few of us in the school. Like I was 14 when I done it in there.
That's it. Like,
When was your second gig?
They done like a competition, and then that was in the.
Is it called Britain's Got Talent?
No, you little bitch.
He's on Britain's Got Talent as a child.
Yeah.
Well, you were 17, weren't you?
16.
16.
That's
got beaten by a dog.
A funny dog, though.
Yeah, it was class. Freddy's mum was good, man.
Some of the jokes that dog had was just—it's
crazy, isn't it? Because like you've got some funny ideas when you're like 15, 16, but you just, when you get past that age, you'd never ever want to see that again. Like, I don't want to see anything before. Like my age of like 20, I don't want to see anything I've written or put out or like any jokes I've made. It's just, it makes me cringe so much. Yeah. I don't know why. There's a cut off age and it's like.
Totally. I find it with Facebook memories. I can't click on them. You know, when Facebook is like, oh, here's all the fucking statuses that you posted 12 years ago.
Here's all the hair you used to have.
Yeah. It's, God. Just dreadful and horrible.
Yeah, well, the worst thing is when you get to the stage and you're like, something you posted 12 years ago and you're like, oh, shit, that's better than I could do now. That's when you worry. You're just like, oh, shit, I was sharp 12 years ago.
That was my peak.
The decline is real.
Downward trajectory. Have you got any lovely questions, Tom?
I've got some lovely questions.
Have you got the graphics to go along with them? Are you not doing the graphic anymore?
Nah, we've got like generic one.
Tom's lovely question. Oh, isn't that lovely?
This is a silly one.
Oh, that's nice.
If you had to eat your dog...
Okay.
What bread and condiment would you choose to accompany the meat? That's from Ben Blunt.
That's the most insane thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Okay. A dog or your specific?
Your dog.
My dog, what bread and condiment?
I'm going to open it up.
What bread and condiment is going to override the fact that I'm eating my own dog?
You know what? I'm going to open it up. I'm going to say it doesn't have to be a sandwich. I'm going to say you can eat your dog. You could use anything to go with it. What are you picking?
Hot dog.
What, another hot dog?
Yeah. I'm a savage one. Love eating dogs.
So
yeah. So when yeah, we say... I'd eat Freddy's dog with my dog. So at least he's sad as well.
So, when we're doing it, are we talking like, has it been prepared in any way?
You can prepare it however you want, mate.
Okay, so what I would do is I'd kill it and I'd...
How are you killing it?
What, sorry?
How are you killing it?
With...
kick it to death.
I'd kick it to death with one single steel-toed cap shoe.
Okay.
Just over and over and over again in the face.
Yeah.
Brutal. I'm gonna cut its belly open and sort of sear it like steak, really sort of fine strips. I'm gonna put it with a peppercorn sauce.
Ooh,
and if I had to put it with a sandwich, I would say a tiger loaf and some piccalilli.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Thank you. I didn't get to be 18 stone by fucking accident.
Yeah, you did get through 18 dogs by accident.
you think the belly meat's going to be the best stuff, do you reckon?
Well, I've got Jack Russell. It's a small dog.
All right.
And I know I know where my dog is most subtle. It's on the inside of his belly.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the bit that I rub, and so I've been massaging that.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Tenderizing
it. Dinner ready.
Free range. You get, I reckon, a bit of shoulder as well.
Oh, you see,
I reckon there's a bit of flavour on that.
Have you got, what sort of dog have you
got? I haven't
got
a dog.
You haven't got a dog?
Anymore.
You did have one.
No, I'm thinking about your dog. I'm thinking about eating your dog.
Ah, you see, Jack Russells are too small to really have big shoulders.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Maybe you might be able to take the legs and use them like turkey drumsticks. Well, yeah. Dog drumsticks. Mm-hmm. Like, what?
Rack of ribs.
Rack of ribs might work. What dogs did you have?
I've got a good dog for it. British Bulldog.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, those things are, you're kind of putting them out of their misery by killing them, really, aren't you?
Yeah, I am, to be fair.
Good British meat.
Yeah, that
British
roast,
farming.
The Brexit. Yeah. Food, man.
Yeah, this British bulldog has got a quality stamp of itself on its arse.
Yeah.
So good the meat is.
Got to be worried about BSE.
British bulldogs really have been overbred now to the point where they should not fucking exist.
Yeah, but it's like pugs. Like, pugs are bred for like emperor's feet to keep them warm.
Were they?
No. He's thinking of Shih Tzus, and they were bred for Buddhist monks. There's no way pugs...
They're two different things.
Pugs were bred for emperor's feet...
Yeah, keep them warm.
...to keep them
Google
warm.
It, Google
right,
it,
right. No, hang about. Before it gets Googled... Before it gets Googled, talk me through how a pug would keep an emperor's feet warm. Go.
Sit on it.
Yeah. Is that not the obvious way? That's what I was thinking. Well, you thinking of putting your foot in his arsehole? Where is a slipper?
I thought that was strapping him to the top of his feet. Like little sandals.
It's just next to his foot going.
That's why they've got short nose and breathing problems. It's constantly blowing on an emperor's toes. Yeah. Pugs were bred to keep emperor's toes.
I don't know if that was the sole purpose, but they were used for that.
Oh, yeah, I don't think it's its only purpose.
Right. No, why have you Googled pugs' emperor feet, you mad cunt?
Because they're the three key words in the sentence.
Yeah. Google why were pugs bred.
But then it's, why were pugs?
I don't think you're going to get a good answer for that.
No, certainly not with emperor. Can I put emperor as well?
Yeah, throw that in.
Empowered feet?
Empowered, though.
Emperor feet. They were not bred for hunting, so are not high strung. They'll just... They'll just sit, which probably appealed to the emperors. The castles were cold, so the pug dogs were royal foot warmers.
Yeah. Ooh, not bad.
Fuck you, Fred.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was on what website is this?
Orlandosentinel.com.
Orlandosentinel.com.
But it's also in another one. It was in China.
Yeah, they don't lie.
Yeah. They've also got little spy cameras in them now, as well. There we go. Well, you were wrong about the murdering in your bedroom, but you were right about pug slippers.
No, that wasn't proven, was it?
I think we could go on record and say it was probably incorrect.
I reckon that was right.
Fucking pugs were bred for emperor's feet warmers.
Now I'm thinking, yeah, that'd be a good shout.
It's just the
yeah.
way you presented it sounded like one of those facts, didn't it? It sounded like one of those... You heard it somewhere, and then now you're saying it sounds ridiculous.
Yes, it is a compliment.
It turned out true.
He doesn't have confidence in anything that he says himself.
Nah, I don't.
When it gets pulled up, you crumble so quick.
Yeah, I do.
I don't know if that was their only purpose.
It was the only thing. My feet are cold. Got to breed a dog for this.
I like the idea.
Instead of getting socks.
I like the idea that in summer there was like a mass slaughter of pugs.
Putting a little squeezy bottle and just spraying him down to cool everyone down with it.
People chucking him in drawers like Shannon Matthews, just locking the fucking doors. See that again in 6 months. Fuck it.
Right, time for some videos. That was a good edit point.
Yeah.
Oh, what have we got?
So these are some of the favourites that people have sent in. If you want to send us your videos, by the way, 07520644931. No animals, no death, no porn, no kids, unless it's one that's all four, in which case, fuck it. I know, no animals, no death, no racism, no kids.
Yeah, we're allowed porn.
Loads of porn.
Well, we're not allowed porn, but
well, yeah, loads we do. Of porn. Right, okay, let's start off with Chekhov's gun.
Okay.
Have you seen this before? Is there anything that gets either of you? Anything that makes you queasy?
This.
Anything that you go, oh, God, I don't like that.
Good question.
Well, let's find out. How are you both with prolapses? Well, let's find out.
Yeah, let's find out.
That big dildo's going up there.
Oh.
That noise.
It deforms. Look how thin it is.
It's so weird.
Oh, it's a noise, Mum.
Yeah. It's when you see, like, a bummer moving when it makes noise afterwards.
It's the fucking noises.
I mean, that was huge.
It's like burping.
Yeah.
It's like there's an animal inside her.
Well, yes, metaphorically.
And so is this like allowed on OnlyFans? Is this okay?
Well, they're silicon based, so yeah.
Yeah. Can we verify that? They might, what if they're just like fucking hell.
So that's Chekhov's gun.
Yeah. Nice go.
Shall we watch?
Hans Hoover, we've not watched in a while.
Oh, are these like
these are classics.
These
yeah.
are classics. Yeah, turn it up. Pause it. Pause it. Pause it. Turn it up at the side there. There you go, mate. Right. Ready?
Ich bin auf der Suche nach einer Freundin.
So this is a German guy.
Yeah, I think I can guess what's going on.
Ich würde gerne im Fernsehen dafür weiter werben.
Oh, pause it. What do you think is going to happen here, David Firth?
He's probably going to, like, just vacuum the house, isn't he?
Correct. That's what he does. Vacuums the house.
He's looking for the connection.
Yeah. He does an excellent job, gets in all the spaces, and he fucks it. Go on, let's...
It's a handheld camera as well, so someone's filming.
I love how he's got a special outfit for this as well.
Yeah. Wife, bring me my mess Hoover fucking outfit.
That's a skeleton. Oh, look at that one.
Wait, why wouldn't he just do it naked?
Is he done?
Yes, he is.
Well, I mean, it's you can't argue with the results.
No, he's
his knob is very clean, to be fair. Not a speck of dust.
Yeah, unfortunately, the house has got cum all over it.
Should see Henry's face just in the corner of his shocked eyes.
Shall we see...
Knife?
Oh, God. Oh, go on, let's see my knife.
Wait, I don't like the sound of this one. Oh, yeah.
Look at Callum.
Oh, it's not good, that.
Callum, no, it's not good, Callum. This is...
It's better now.
A woman masturbating with a knife in her vagina. You don't like that, Callum?
Nah, it's going through me, that.
It's going through it.
So, how much do the audience see of this?
They can watch on our Discord. You can watch on our Discord.
Yeah, Patreons can get access to this. patreon.com/deadmentalkpod.
Yeah, you don't want to miss this.
No, you don't want to miss a woman sticking a knife in her vagina.
I got to say, I can't see that it's drawing any blood.
No, she has a tough fanny.
Yeah. But then there's so many angles. Like, there's so many angles it could go in at. Like, she must have done it a good 360 a few times just to...
Yeah.
So there's no, like, you know, delicate tissue there.
Yeah, it's a metaphor for life, isn't it? That if you stick a knife up your vagina enough times, eventually it won't draw blood.
It's good to learn.
Yeah.
I didn't find that as bad as the anal one.
Did you not?
No, because the anal one made weird noises, and I was imagining what it smelled like.
Well, if you like weird noises, let's try Slingshot.
Slingshot. I can't remember this one. Have I seen this one?
Pause it.
Okay. So,
Callum, David, describe what you see.
I just see some good, harmless fun. I don't know where, if that's been prepared in advance.
It has been
the contents of that slingshot condom.
So it's a woman that's wearing sort of like a mouth opening device, and there's a condom in the middle of it that's full of cum. And they are going to slingshot it into her mouth, and it is not going to go great.
Spoiler alert.
Don't spoil it. I assumed it would. So... Is she going to throw up into the condom? That's what I'm thinking.
We get close.
Oh. Oh,
I got that bit in there,
See, when it first started, I thought that was like the vacuum cleaner one. You know, he'd done it many times. And, you know, that was the first time, wasn't it?
Yeah, this was the first time.
Yeah, that was a trial of trial and error.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we've got time for one more.
See, if there would have been puke there, I think that would have been the worst one because that just... gets the gag reflex, doesn't it?
In that case, shall
no,
we?
No, let's
watch?
Not. That's it. I was going to say.
I think Perverse Family would be nice to end on. Or what do you think?
I'm thinking either this one or this one.
Let's do Maggoty Fanny then.
Yeah, let's do Maggoty Fanny. This one goes through me so bad.
Ooh.
What the fuck?
Have they been, were they already there?
She fell on a fisherman's tackle box. Are you all right, Callum?
Yeah, make me laugh.
Thanks, mate. That's what I was going for.
Oh, there's so many maggots. Oh, maggots is my thing, man. It really goes. Why did I choose this one?
Yeah, why did you choose this one? It doesn't...
On Snap.
It didn't look very moist, did it? It looked like it was... didn't look too well lubed. It was facing some resistance.
Those maggots got to eat something.
Yeah. To me, that just looked like rice. So.
Okay, should we do...
And we've all done it with rice.
Should we do maggots?
Yeah, let's do it.
Do one last one. Let's do the worst dick, shall we?
Okay, yeah. This inspired the worst dick competition that we had.
Oh, really?
This is the worst penis that's ever been.
I'm not entering that competition. Oh, my God.
You okay, Callum?
Yeah, this is the one I seen on my episode.
Oh, was it?
This was the one that scarred me.
I can't even tell what I'm looking at. Is it like...
That's a penis. Well, it was. Well, it still is.
Is it just been cut open? Is that what it looks like inside?
I think it's infected.
Yeah, there's maggots rolling around.
Oh, there's maggots in it?
Yeah.
It's been very, very badly infected.
Yeah, you might want to get a cream for that.
It feels like I think we're past cream.
Yeah.
Antibiotics.
Yeah, it hurt just to apply it, wouldn't it? You'd be like,
if you went to the doctors with that and they went, oh, there's a cream for this.
Yeah.
You'd go, I don't think there is. No, I think you need to look again, doctor.
Have you tried paracetamol?
Yeah.
Why are they just casually filming it? Why aren't they like washing it to get that shit out?
Again, a wash is not quite...
I think this is a medical study video, this one.
I think that's got to be what a dead man's dick looks like.
Yeah. If I had a dick like that, I'd be a dead man, definitely. I'd just instantly kill myself.
Yeah, but is there anything in the OnlyFans terms of service that says you can't have a dick like that?
Classic YouTuber, always looking for the implications.
I'm just saying, you know, monetize it.
That's what we're doing. For £3 a month, you can see it. Get on Discord.
But is there going to a promise of more? because, you know, this is just one piece of content. I want, you know,
I
want this from every angle.
Oh, we have got so much content. We've got so much like this that you will never stop making your mates feel unwell.
And also other people in the Discord put their videos up as well. So it's a great place to hang out.
Yeah, it's become a real community.
It has become a community. People help each other on there.
A real illegal community. Right, well, I think this is as good a place as any to finish this podcast. David and Callum, thank you both for coming on. Before you go, is there anything that you would like to plug? David?
No.
Cool.
Yeah, no, buy my merch.
Buy your merch. Where'd you go for your merch?
Well, you know what? I was going to give you a merch. I was going to give you a Salad Fingers toy, right?
Behave.
And I ain't got any. I've got one and I need to photo it for promotional purposes. Okay. And I think my merch guy would be really annoyed if I gave that away.
If you didn't mention anything, I wouldn't know that I almost got something nice.
Yeah. Well, I can send you one if you want.
Yes.
A Salad Fingers toy. I just need to get my merch guy to send one over.
I will give you something in return.
You can have this gaffer tape if you want.
You can have the gaffer tape.
We'll gaffer tape that.
Not all of it.
Yeah, just get
a square.
Just get, you know, you stick them to the side of your. You know, you ever do that? Like technology teacher at school used to do that. He used to get loads of like masking tape and he used to put them there and he'd be like, well, you just put them there and then you can go.
Yeah. Like when you're wrapping presents.
Yeah. So yeah, if you just stick one of them to the side, I mean, when I get on the train.
Yeah. Be careful though, don't get stuck on it.
I love how
we should stop.
I love how he walks onto the train covered in gaffer tape and people are like, he teaches technology.
He must have been on Dead Men Talking.
Callum, is there anything you'd like to plug?
Just follow us on Instagram. I put all stuff on there.
What's the at?
At Callum Oakley.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah, get me on Instagram as well. Come on. Yeah. Those numbers don't move very often. I need to get that up.
So it's at
David Firth 66, maybe?
David Firth 66, maybe.
Yeah.
Follow me on Instagram as well. I'm on Instagram.
Oh, fuck off.
On Twitter. I'm on all the socials.
Yeah, you are. You're
doing zingers and shit.
Dead Men Tom, isn't it?
Dead Men Tom, doing zingers. Funny stuff, reposting everything's on Dead Men Talking.
This sort of stuff.
No, don't do this sort of stuff.
And also as well, you can check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/deadmentalkpod for extra episode every week and loads of extra content. And we're going on tour. You can buy tickets at deadmentalkpod.com as well as getting all your merch on there. And there's some new merch lines that have been uploaded, so you should check them out. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. Fuck off.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.